Western theme this morning at Rosie on the House. Take a photo of any home improvement project at your house to the reception admission desk at Scottsdale Museum of the West for the month of August, the entire month of August, and that will get you in the museum for free. Now let's go to the phones and bring Chris into the conversation. You can get in as well to visit about your home improvement model, your home improvement maintenance or remodeling question at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Glad to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call.
What you up to at around the house today?
Well, I have a problem with my air conditioning unit.
Okay.
Last year, I've only been in this house a year. It's okay. 2 years old. On the home inspection done last May, the condensation line appeared to be plugged.
Okay.
And so that was fixed. Then I noticed in July, that the line was not working well again. So I called, and they came out and did another fix on the condensation pipe.
Okay.
All was well until this April when I didn't have any cooling and there was a Freon leak. And there was a lot of oil on the cabinet outside.
Mm-hmm.
And they fixed the leak. It was coming from some type of pipe.
Okay.
Copper piping.
Yeah.
And within the past, so that was April. Within the past month, 5 weeks, there has been an odor. And it's very hard to describe. It's not musty or moldy. It is kind of like a chemical smell with a slight sweet tinge to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I had them come out again.
Okay.
In regards to that, and they went up in the attic with the air handlers up there, and there was some rusty or brownish water in one of the pans, the primary pan, drainage pan, I guess.
All right.
Collection pan. So they removed the heat trap underneath that.
Okay.
Was partially plugged,
okay,
but draining. Put in a new P-trap and cleaned everything up out there. And said that if the smell doesn't go away, the only other thing they can suggest is that they clean the coil.
Right.
Although he had looked at the coil and said it looked fine. It did not appear dirty.
Okay.
So that was a week ago. The smell continues. And it actually, you know, I'm doing super cooling.
Okay.
So when the air's off, there's actually, wafts, wastes? The smell comes out of the vent, like in a wave.
I think your air conditioning contractor is correct. The next thing to do is wash the coils and the cabinet.
That's on the air handler up.
Right. Okay. And the cabinet is just the box that it's all enclosed in. But
right.
all of that needs to be scrubbed down. It's interesting that it kind of coincides with the Freon charge. This is an air conditioning contractor that you trust and have a relationship with, right? No reason to go look for a second opinion.
Well, that's what I'd like to do. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean this contractor is obviously the builder's installation people. So.
Yeah, the house is just 2 years old.
Just two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would stick with that contractor because you could get someone to ask for a second opinion, but don't have them touch the equipment. Anytime somebody's going to touch the equipment, then it allows that contractor to be exempt from ongoing service and warranty requirements of that unit as dictated by the Arizona Register of Contractors, which goes from 2 years from the point that the house was first occupied. So don't lose that coverage. But I think what I would generally do in these situations is I tell people, go ahead and put the situation in writing, get a date stamped, send it to all the appropriate parties so that you know that, in fact, the dilemma began and started within the two-year period. Because as soon as they touched that and recharged it with Freon, that thing is now guaranteed for another 2 years. Get it in writing. Get it date stamped.